Chapter 1. Had I been a wiser man, I would have just gone home after work, instead of greeting the weekend in a bar. Had I been a better man, I wouldn't have played the game, looking women in the eyes until I found one shallower than the average mud puddle. Had I been someone worth taking home, I wouldn't have introduced myself to the blonde. A woman who'd never be pretty in the conventional sense. I had what she wanted, however. Her heart desired pleasure, without permanency. That I could do. A 20 bought us drinks and her an opportunity to take me home with her. A few hours in her bed offered me what most couldn't. A chance to look another person in the eyes without their heart's deepest desire coming between us. Her contentment made it worth my while. Almost. I didn't know the woman's name, nor did I care to learn it. In the light of a false dawn, as soon as I was certain she slept, I crept out of her bed. As I always did when I stole away like a thief in the night, albeit an invited one, I tucked her in, kissed her cheek, and hoped she'd one day find something to give her heart more life, more spark, and the happiness she'd never find flitting from man to man because she feared the pain of failed commitment. That, too, I had glimpsed when I'd first looked into her eyes. It rarely came across so clear. Desire showed through the strongest for me, locked deep in her heart, hidden behind a shield of pleasure. Her fears festered. I wondered if she'd find someone who could heal that wound. I wasn't that someone. I had too many wounds of my own eaten away at me from the inside and always would. It took me almost an hour to walk back to the bar where I'd left my car, my hands shoved in my pockets. The image of a businessman who'd escaped the hardships of an office job like so many others. I'd left my hair disheveled on purpose to feed the impression I'd spent all my time drinking rather than pretending I enjoyed my night with a woman I could never love. Everything went right to plan, up until I reached my car to discover a tiny tabby kitten had taken up residence on the hood. I supposed it had jumped from the low wall onto my vehicle, an old family car I'd bought from a destitute single mother, because her heart had desired some way to provide for the children who'd never know their father. I had paid twice as much as I should have for the piece of shit because she needed the money. Spent a small fortune repairing it, giving it a paint job, and pretending I liked the damn thing. The kitten stared me in the eyes and challenged me with a pleading meow. Crossing my fingers, I took a defensive stance against the evils such a thing would bring into my life. I could barely take care of myself, the emotional equivalent of a train wreck. The kitten was out of the question. The kitten hadn't gotten the memo I wasn't interested in or prepared to take it home with me. It mewed at me again, its cry more insistent. I didn't need my sight, cursed magic that it was, to tell me what the little beast wanted. It wanted milk. Then it wanted to destroy the world, for that was what cats did when they weren't sleeping. They plotted to take over the world before they destroyed it, crushing it in their little paws. My cursed eyes didn't tell me that was the kitten's heart's desire. Animals didn't trigger my magic, for which I was grateful. Making assumptions about the tiny animal's intentions put me firmly in the monster category, but I didn't care. Something that small and fluffy had to be the purest of evils, plotting the demise of anyone who crossed its path. It had probably settled for enslaving me and forcing me to do its bidding if I gave it even half a chance.